This is the Cocktail Nation, broadcasting from the Sydney Penthouse. And now, your bartender, the Lounge Lothario, Coop Cooper.
Evenings at the Penthouse, it's always the best place to end up. The Penthouse, just take the elevator up and kick off your shoes. Martini King's coming up, Stan Getz on the way for you as well. And this is the Alan Smith Quartet and Alone Together on the Cocktail Nation Evenings at the Penthouse. And I did say kick off your shoes, but really you need to put them back on again.
We'll be right back.
coming to you from the Sydney Penthouse. This is Cocktail Nation Evenings with Coop Cooper.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it every time.
Cocktail Nation with Lynn Stanley. Nice and easy. That is pretty much my mantra, my philosophy on life. And it's got me very, very far. Martini King's coming up shortly. Larry Gelb on the piano as well. And right now, BG Adair, One For My Baby on the Cocktail Nation Evenings at the Penthouse.
The Cocktail Nation Evenings from the Sydney Penthouse with Coop Cooper.
Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking, and when he passes, each girl he passes goes, ah. When he walks, he's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle, that when he passes, each girl he passes goes, ah. Oh, but I watch him so sadly. The boy from Ipanema goes walking, and when he passes, I smile, but he doesn't see.
Cocktail Nation Evenings at the Penthouse, Julie London. I love how she turns it around with Boy from Ipanema. Nicely done, Julie. Coming up, the Martini Kings and Stan Getz singing about wives and lovers. There is a difference, you know.
Relaxing in the Penthouse with Coop Cooper.
Nation of the Martini Kings and Picnic reminds me of the story about a wife who chewed out her husband at the company picnic a little while back. She said to him, "Doesn't it embarrass you that people have seen you going up to the buffet table 5 times? And he says, "Not a bit. I just tell them I'm filling up the plate for you." Boom, boom. Larry Gelb now. Gonna leave you with Larry. And If My Life Was Pleasant. Clearly that fella's life was never gonna be pleasant. Stay here.